glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Well, listen to this. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. This is a hard one. Listen, it says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Oh, friend, what a beautiful reminder. What an incredible reminder. That, friend, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about us. Let us live in such a way we are thinking of the fellow man. That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Whew, what a challenge today. It's Thursday. So good to see you this 19th day of September 2019. By the way, summer ends here in just a few days. First day of fall, autumn. I believe it's on Monday. How about that? Just a flying by. So good to see you. Hope you're having a great week. I am your host, Joey Kroll. This is the Thursday edition of this program called Mark and Friends. Obviously, I'm the friends part, and so are you. So good to see you. So good to enjoy this cup of coffee here with you. And actually, coming up, this is really cool. 40 Days for Life is taking place September 25th through November 3rd, where we really pray for the healing of those all affected by abortion and really pray to save the lives of babies and also help their parents and others find healing. And you're invited to take part in this 40 Days for Life, again, taking place September 25th through November 3rd. You can go online, 40daysforlife.com, or just look up on Facebook, 40 Days for Life, Champaign-Urbana. That's 40 Days for Life, Champaign-Urbana, right there on Facebook. What a great opportunity for you to really pound on the doors of heaven on behalf of those with no voice. 40daysforlife.com. Well, last week I took from most of the week off to go on vacation and went down to the southern hills of Tennessee. Last week was so beautiful. I still kind of replaying it in my mind. It was so nice. It really was. And so this week I'm officially back in the seat at church and other responsibilities I have. And it's just been a wave of, you know how it is. When you come back from being away and it's like, okay, I need another vacation, you know, so that's where I'm at. But aren't you glad that when the waves of stress, the waves of craziness come, so does the wave of his grace and his strength. Amen. It really is a beautiful truth. That's for sure. Coming up on Sunday, if you're looking for something to do with the family, the last hurrah, literally, of summer, the Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign will be hosting a free movie screening, free showing of the movie Fireproof. Great movie, by the way, on Sunday at 2 p.m., Faith United Methodist Church in their South Sanctuary right there in Champaign. More details on that and other events by going to our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to take a look at today's forgotten word. We're going to talk about that a little bit more right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
They are everywhere. All that we hear about is the gloom and despair. Too many would-be prophets saying it's the end of it all. 'Cause Mother Earth can take much more. The hammer's gonna fall. So nature has its needs. Well, that's a lesson. Somehow survive.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. Happy Thursday. It's Joey with you. And you know, every decade has its own lingo words or buzzwords. If you grew up in the 1950s, you know that ankle biter is really a term that's used to describe something that's small and crawls near your feet. It's an ankle biter. Or you ever hear the term cruising for a bruising? That's someone who's just begging to be knocked out, you know. Maybe you grew up in the 60s and, you know, having beef with somebody means it's a fight, it's a complaint, it's a grudge. If you grew up in the 1970s, you know that the term stop dipping in my Kool-Aid means mind your own business. You know, it's every decade, friend, has its own lingo or buzzwords. But friend, today there is a word that has been forgotten. You know, the word repentance is a forgotten word today. The word repentance has been neglected, honestly, in many churches today, honestly, if we're just honest here. But friend, while it may have dropped out of some pulpits, it has certainly not dropped out of the Word of God. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, it says, from that time, now what was going on here? Jesus was baptized, He was in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights. And after that, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, it says, from that time Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repentance. Friend, repentance is more than just feeling sorry about your sin. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, it says, I rejoice not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting. For you felt a godly grief, or some translation says, godly sorrow. For you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through us. For godly grief, godly sorrow, produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief, worldly sorrow, produces death. Remember growing up, doing something bad, and you got in trouble, and you cried, and you cried, and cried, and you were sad, and all of that. We cried, and we were sad because, not because we did it, but it's because we got caught. You know what I'm talking about? Remember that? Repentance, friend, is so much more than just feeling sorry about your sin. You know, Judas was remorseful after he betrayed Christ. He felt sorry for his sin, but his sorrow didn't lead to repentance. There's a man by the name of Felix in the book of Acts. The apostle Paul preached to him, and the Bible says Felix was alarmed. He was afraid. He was really convicted of his sin, but friend, he didn't get saved. He didn't repent. So repentance is more than just feeling sorry about your sin. Repentance is more than just confession of sin. It's funny because when God brought hail and fire on Egypt, Pharaoh said in Exodus 9:27, listen to this, he says, then Pharaoh sent and called to Moses and Aaron and said to them, this time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right and I and my people are in the wrong. That's great. He confessed his sin, right? But friend, just a couple of verses down in Exodus 9:34 says, but when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet again and hardened his heart, he and his servants. Friend, repentance is more than just a confession of sin. So we know repentance is more than just feeling sorry about your sin. Repentance is more than just a confession of your sin. Friend, repentance is a change of heart. If you look in the New Testament and look at the two Greek words that refer to the word repentance, one of them is a heartfelt sorrow, a genuine sorrow, and the second part is change. So when you have genuine repentance, is you have a heartfelt sorrow for sin against God, and you have a change that is going to take place. And there's a commitment to forsake it. There's a commitment to walk away. It's a heartfelt sorrow for sin against God and a commitment to walk away from it. There was a man who was praying with his pastor at the altar, and he prayed a prayer that the pastor had heard many times before. And the man said, Lord, take the cobwebs out of my life. And just when he said that, the pastor interrupted, and Lord, kill the spider. Many times we ask the Lord to forgive us of some sin, yet we leave the source of that temptation in our life. Biblical repentance starts by agreeing with God that what he calls sin in our lives is sin and it should be removed. See, friend, when we see the ugliness of our iniquity as God does, we will experience that godly sorrow, that godly grief, right? And repentance reflects a change of heart that results in action. But friend, it starts with a change of heart, that godly sorrow. See, because you and I, we can change a bad habit. all of us can stop sinning a certain sin for a while. Does that make sense? All of us can stop doing that thing for a time. You know, remember dating your spouse? Maybe you're on a first and second date and you tried your best to keep it all together and be somebody who you're not. You know what I'm talking about. See, when you get a speeding ticket in a particular place, let's just say on the corner in 1st and 2nd Street, okay, we'll just make this up, and you get a speeding ticket on the corner of 1st and 2nd Street, and there's a cop there, he pulls you over, gives you a ticket, and let me tell you, the next time you go by 1st and 2nd Street, you're going to slow down, because you remember, hang on, I got caught there, right? And then the second time, and the third time, you pass by 1st and 2nd Street, and then the fifth time, but over 6 months, you begin to have that heavy foot again when you come across 1st and 2nd Street and you blow right past that road and you blow right past that same cop, you know. See, because the problem is because the temporary change was external. External. But friend, if it starts with a change of heart, a change of mind, it's an internal change. Repentance reflects a change of heart that results in change of action. Friend, once we understand that our wrongdoing distresses our Father, we will be compelled to turn our backs on that sin, walk away from it through the power of the Holy Spirit. I was reading somewhere, some pastor said some time ago, God will pardon a repented sinner more quickly than a mother would snatch her child out of the fire. Friend, the first message Jesus ever preached in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning. I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name.
Fulfillment of my Father's plan.
I'm marching to hell past
return with the keys in my hand. I am the Son of God, I'm the Redeemer, I'm the Great Shepherd, and I am the Lamb.
I was a crucified sacrifice Friday night,
but it's Sunday morning, and I am alive.
My name is Jesus.
Yes, a favorite right there. That's Mark Bishop, and My Name is Jesus. I hope you're having a great Thursday. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Joey at greatnewsradio.org is my email address here. If you missed any of today's program, that's all right. I won't hold it against you. It's all right. I get it. You can go back and listen anytime through the audio archive section of our website, greatnewsradio.org. And you can go back as far as several years and listen to past programs of Mark and Friends, Sunday Worship, and more. That's at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones, enjoy the rest of my Thursday. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this cup of coffee, too. I need to warm it up. It's getting a little cold. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. In the meantime, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Be sure to tune in to Mark and Jason tomorrow morning.